A place that we can go to and look and learn about this is in the epistle of 1 John. We're going to limit primarily our study primarily to 1 John. Please turn to 1 John, the first epistle of John. And we're going to look at chapter 2, 1 John 2. Get right to the text on this one, because this is where we're going to build our whole study of the stronghold of hatred out of 1 John. This is a powerful study. Okay, the one. People, this is a believer. So we're dealing with believers. John is not talking about unbelievers here. He's talking about a believer. The one who says, and we have seen now in James and John and other passages, that we could, the proper understanding of the word to say is to claim. The one who claims. All people, if you're experiencing stress, anxiety, depression in your life, stop making claims that are not true about your soul. Stop it. Start with being honest, at least to yourself. You know that you're experiencing SAD. And as soon as you stop denying it and start acknowledging it, you've made the first big step toward recovery from SAD, a first step in allowing the power of the Holy Spirit of God to tear down the strongholds of the soul. That's the first step. If you're in denial, you're not going to allow the Holy Spirit to tear down that stronghold. Be sure that you are aware of the fact that this is only the first step in tearing down, allowing His power to tear down the stronghold. It's not the cure, but acknowledgement starts it. It is not the cure, but it starts it. Let you know you're going to have to rely on the Holy Spirit to tear down the stronghold. The one who claims he is in the light. The one who claims he is in the light and yet hates his brother is in darkness until now. So we're dealing with believers. It's a characteristic problem, people. It's a hazard of being a Christian. You might be surprised about that, but all through church age and today, Christians develop a hatred toward those right in their own assembly. I've seen this in the church I grew up in as a young boy, a child, and grew up in, and later life, and our church. I've seen Christians hate other Christians.